Sir, do you have a legit question? If you think you've been bit by something, come down to the desk. We can check.
Are you going to put bugs on me?
No. I hate bugs. Why in the heck would I have bugs?
Because you keep talking about them. You're going to put bugs on.
Sir, I have guests at my desk. Do you need something?
Do they have the bugs? Who has the bugs?
Sir, I have to let you go if you don't have a legit question.
Somebody has the bugs around here, and I think you're up to something, and I don't like it.
I'm just working my front desk checking people in. Just one second, I'll be right with you.
Do they have bugs on them?
No, sir.
Are you going to put bugs on them?
Sir, do you have a legit question?
How many bugs do you have down there? If you have a lot of bugs, if you're
going to
put
bugs... Sir, I'm going to end this call now. I need to check on my customers that are here at the desk.
Do I have to pay extra for the bugs? I'm not sure how...
Mr. Dabalina is your host of the show, where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them a good one, till they get angry and threaten them with a shotgun. He tells all the guys that need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car dings. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their realities, to turn the sound up and enjoy the calamity. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Bob Dabalina, Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Thank you for that intro song, HD Flat Beats. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, and I am your host, Mr. Dabalina. It's December 29th, 2023, and I've gotten together a small collection of prank calls that I think you need to hear. We're going to start with this call from Milkbox. He made the mistake of calling this lady on the Lord's Day, which, of course, is Sunday. And this lady has some pretty wacky ideas about what that means.
I don't recognize this as a family number, so why are you on my phone? Is there an emergency in my area and I need to evacuate?
No. You're good. I'm sorry. I'm your new neighbor. I just moved in on the block and I haven't updated my cell phone yet. I'm sorry about that.
What block?
Oh, I'm on your block here, Space Center.
Step out in the street and let me look at you and see if you'll be alive.
I will in a minute. Let me just tell Timothy and my kids as well.
Look, let me tell you something. Don't you ever call my home again on Sunday. It belongs to God and the family.
Well, I was going to invite myself over to watch the Super Bowl with you because you're my neighbor.
Stop lying. You are a liar. You are a heathen.
No.
How are you going to invite your... Look, my calls, every one of them, I'm recording them and sending them to the Office of the Attorney General. I understand he's a Republican, but he has a job to do for me, too. I am recording these calls and sending them in. I'm sick of y'all destroying my life, trying to make a living for yourself, not caring about nobody. And men at that, if you was a woman, I'd give you a little bit more respect here. You take your butt out to work and live by the sweat of your brow.
Would you? Jesus Christ. Would not approve of that lady. Oh, hey.
What didn't you understand? Do I need to speak in another language to you?
I didn't get a word in edgewise there. I was trying to explain myself.
I said, what didn't you understand?
Well,
you ain't supposed to get no word in on my phone.
No.
I pay this bill.
Well, I'm paying for this call. I'm so sorry. Listen, we got off on the wrong foot. I made a quiche. My husband Timothy has a pie. We wanted to bring it over and introduce ourselves.
Hey, boss. Hey. Who you? Hey.
Hello?
Don't call in no more, man. You hear me? Do you hear me?
No. Listen. We're just...
You hang this phone up right now and don't call it anymore.
We just wanted to introduce ourselves. That's all. We're new neighbors on the block. That's all. We wanted to invite you over to watch the Super Bowl at your house.
You stop calling this house, or you're going to be another kind of neighbor on this block.
What does
okay?
that mean? This is Sunday. We're just trying to be neighborly.
If it's Sunday, then go to church then.
Okay. Can I apologize to your mother? Is that okay? Let me just apologize.
You don't need to apologize to her. You can apologize by not calling her no more.
Well,
good. If you keep talking to me, I'm going to have to come get you.
No, you don't need to come get me. Listen, I just wanted to apologize.
Goodbye.
We wanted to invite ourselves over to watch the Super Bowl with you. Are you watching the game tonight?
Poor Milkbox. He can never make any friends that way. I just don't understand why. But somebody turned that lady's voice into a robot. So it's one of those phone numbers you can call up and she will just say all of those things that she says in order. And it's a lot of fun to listen to. I've heard a lot of other shows do this. They just call up random phone numbers and then make her talk to that lady. And everybody gets riled up. It's a lot of fun. I wish I had some example calls to show you, or even the phone number of that lady. I mean, you know, the phone number to the robot of that lady, not her actual phone number. But if you have a really good call with that robot talking to somebody, send it in. My email address is show@worldofprankcalls.com. I'm sure somebody has some good clips of that lady pissing off someone else. All right, next call is one of my own calls. It's from back in 2020. This is a call to an apartment complex where I tell them I've made some changes because I'm a podcaster.
Aloha, thank you for calling. Apartment, this is Fanny, I'll help you.
Hi there, I am a tenant here at the apartments.
Yes, how may I help you today?
Well, I removed all of the wiring out of my walls. You know, here in my apartment unit.
Okay, what's that, wiring? What's that again? I'm sorry.
Wires, you know, electrical wiring. I took it all out of the walls.
You took the wire from the wall?
Yeah, all of it. Took it all out. I replaced it.
Okay, what is the building apartment number?
C-103.
C-103?
Uh-huh.
There's no C-103. Do you know how to address?
Well, is it C-73?
What? Address, likely. Vineyard Street.
Yeah, that's the one.
So which address?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I was just wondering, do you want me to give you this copper wiring?
Okay, I'm so sorry. We don't have wire in the wall that we allow the tenant to pull out. So I just want to make sure you call the right office.
Yeah, I took it all out. I took all the wires out of my walls.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Tenant not supposed to pull out any wire from the wall. That's why I would like to know what is your address. If you was told to remove it or what it...
Well,
I don't quite understand that. Why are you calling us that you took out all the copper wire? We're not allowed tenant to took out any wire from the wall.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm a podcaster, and the wires were causing interference in my podcast, so I took them out. And
where you pull out all this wire? What part of your apartment?
It's a big pile of wire in the middle of my living room. And I would like to know...
No. Where you pull out from the wall? Like in your living room?
Oh, everywhere.
Bedroom, kitchen?
Every room. The bedroom, the living room, the kitchen.
Well, I understand tenant not supposed to pull out any wire. So I would like to know what building address. Have you talked to anyone in the office about that?
Well, now you tell me.
I'm so sorry, sir. So had anyone you've been speaking to in the office that you were doing that?
No, I'm just calling to ask if you want the wire, like, because it's your wire.
No, tenant not supposed to pull out any wire. It's not supposed to.
Oh.
That's why I don't, I just want to know, are you calling the right in the office?
Was it okay for me to take the walls down then and the ceiling? Because I need
you're not supposed to. We don't have the ceiling. You cannot take out. It's like cement ceiling.
Oh, no.
So that's why I want to.
I had to use a hammer and chisel it all out because I needed extra room for my boom mic. I have a boom mic for my...
No, sir. Okay, please. May I know what address are you at?
It doesn't matter. I don't need you to come over.
It doesn't matter, sir. It matters because I need to know where are you. Who are you and your name and what is the building apartment number?
My name is Maddox.
Maddox.
Yep. I'm a world-famous podcaster. So...
You live here?
Yeah, I live
you
here.
You live at apartment?
Yep, that's me.
You pull out the wire from the ceiling?
I'm probably the most famous tenant here.
I'm so sorry. I think I lost this. That's why I want to know what apartment numbers. I'll send my service manager to meet you in the apartment.
No. I don't. Nobody needs to come over. I just, like...
We need to because this not sounds right to me because I don't think you called the right office. Our ceiling is cement. How you hammered a ceiling?
I hammered it. I used a hammer.
You damage our property. You shouldn't be if you are Wayana tenants. That's why I want to know what apartment you at.
I didn't damage it. It's just that the ceiling was too low, and I needed the ceiling raised up for my boom mic.
You cannot do that because it's all cement ceiling. So that's why I think you called the wrong office.
No. I know what I'm doing. I have a jackhammer.
I'm so sorry. Maybe I feel that you calling here could be a prank call because I don't think you're doing right. Because I want to know who you are, I will send a service maintenance to come and take.
I don't want
what you did.
I don't want anyone to come over because the apartment's kind of a mess right now. You know, I'm building my new podcast studio.
So, what size of bedroom you in, sir?
It's a, I don't know, like a 10 by 15, 20, 12?
We have 1, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom on property.
Oh, you said size of bedroom. I don't know. I'm in a 2 bedroom, though.
Okay, so what is your apartment number again? I'm sorry, you said 103?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I get my mail at a P.O. box, but you don't need to come over. It's fine. I don't need any help.
No, we need to because we don't want tenant damage anything in the apartment. That's why I want to find out, make sure okay.
It's not damaged. I put in new wires. I put in a new special kind
You're not supposed to put wire in the apartment because you can damage the structure of the unit.
But I had to get rid of the electromagnetic interference.
So, sorry, I think you probably called the wrong office because you cannot do that. You got to get permission.
I replaced the wires with water.
Can you have your last, may I have your last name so I can search you who you are?
No, I'll just go by Maddox. That's my podcaster name.
So, you live here in the apartment?
Yeah, but I didn't break anything. I replaced the wires with water.
You're not supposed to replace any wire in the apartment, first of all. I really want to clarify with you.
Just let them know that I replaced the wires with water and everything will be fine.
No, it's not fine, sir. I really want to know. Are you doing right in the apartment?
Oh, no. I used to be a construction person, so I know what I'm doing.
But that doesn't matter, sir. Tenant to do anything unit, they have to get permission. Especially, I heard that you said you replaced all the wire. I don't know what wire are you replacing.
Because they were causing interference on my recordings.
That's fine, sir. I want to know what apartment. I want to make sure that your unit didn't get damaged because
nothing's damaged. I replaced the wires with water.
How you replace the wire?
With water. I used water in place of the wires because those don't give off as much of a interference signal.
You used water to replace a wire?
Yeah, water conducts electricity.
Well, I'm really confusing. Maybe I don't know the knowledge update, but I think maybe you called the wrong office.
See, I know more than you do. I know more about all this stuff. It's fine.
I really don't know. That's why I want to make sure what water you put in the wire. That sounds right to me.
No,
how water can go to electric? I don't get it.
No, it's, you know how you can't bring a toaster into the bathtub with you? That's because water conducts electricity. It'll...
Sir, I really need to know what apartment, so I want to send a maintenance come to take a look, make sure everything all right in your apartment. You said you would leave it in the apartment.
They won't be able to even see the water in the walls because I sealed up the walls. Everything looks just the same as it did before.
Is your last name? Can I have a last name again, please?
Oh no, I never gave you the last name. I just go by Maddox. That's my internet.
Sir, all the tenants move in, they had to sign the lease. They all show the ID, so I'm sure that if you move in, you signed the lease with us, that means we should have all the records showing who you are.
Oh no,
and what apartment you at?
Just my roommate. He it's under his name. My name's just Maddox. I go by my my
famous internet. So who is your roommate that you stay with?
I call him Jerry.
Jerry last name?
I don't know. I just call him Jerry. I pay him in cash, so I never have to write a check. So that's why I don't know his last name.
Well, unfortunately, that means you're an unauthorized guest in the unit. It shouldn't be because all the tenants stay in the apartment. They have to pay.
Yeah, but you know.
I think you called the wrong office because I really lose what you're saying. And I hope Jerry can give us a call. I hope your apartment didn't have any damage. Tenant not supposed to cut wall, do anything, or change any wire.
Yeah, but, you know, I already did it, so sorry about that. It's all done. It's all finished.
So who's Jerry? Jerry had a last name?
I don't know. Like, I just call him Jerry.
Okay, what apartment? Can I come see you?
I call him J-Dog.
What size of bedroom? Okay, what size of bedroom? Is it 2-bedroom, you said?
Yeah, try under J-Dog.
What, J-Dog?
Yeah, try J-Dog. I call him J-Dog.
Okay, there's no J-Dog here, okay?
Yeah, I don't
know. And I'm so sorry. I think you called causing a really trouble with me when I try to talk to you almost 10 minutes. And I don't think you're really a tenant here.
No, I am too.
And if you're a tenant, you're really a tenant, you can tell me what is your apartment number at least.
Well, I already told you that. I told you my apartment number and you don't believe me.
It says C103. There's no C103 here, sir. I know. I worked this office for more than 20 years, okay?
Well, So
there's no C103 here.
I don't even know because I get my mail at a P.O. box.
Well, then you leave in the apartment physically, right? How you go into your apartment? You got to catch an elevator or is the ground floor entrance? What size of bedroom?
Yeah, well, it's 2 bedrooms.
So what? So 2 bedroom on ground floor? So what is your unit number again? C103?
I think so. I don't know. It's like probably on the door or something.
I think you had a wrong address. Well, 1320 is the office address. Well, so look, I don't think you're attending here.
None of this matters because...
It matters, sir. You told me you do something in your apartment which is not allowed for all the residents here. They all know that when they sign the lease.
I didn't sign a lease, though. I live off the grid.
Unfortunately, you're not supposed to stay in the apartment without a management approval.
I pay my rent to Jerry.
So whatever Jerry should have come to see us, okay, in the office.
J-Dog.
Yeah, whatever J-Dog you say, okay? So you're totally not right to do whatever you got to do in the apartment, okay?
Okay,
thank you for calling.
I won't do it again.
No. You already do that. Mean your roommate, whatever, when he moves out, we'll get a big charge because now I know who you are.
You won't even know. You won't even know because
we don't know what you did, but we'll probably find out, okay?
I sealed up the walls. The walls are all fine.
I'm so sorry, sir. Thank you for your time, and I hope you give me the right address and right apartment. So we want to go and double check what you did, okay? Thank you so much for calling.
Instead of wires, though, there's just water now.
You don't know why you can put water, but anyway, thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. You can give me the right address and apartment number, okay? Thank you.
Whatever. Bye. Happy Valentine's Day.
That lady clearly doesn't understand podcasting or how anything works for her to argue that much. Anyway, here's another apartment call that I did a year or so ago.
Good afternoon, apartments.
Hey, I'm a resident here at the apartments.
Sure.
And I put a cat door in my wall for my cat.
Yeah.
And, you know, he like runs up in there and just runs around and stuff. And I haven't seen him in like 2 days.
Hold it.
Would it be a problem for me to hang up posters, like lost cat posters?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
What unit are you in?
8.
At where, though?
At the drive.
Right. I need to know what building you're in.
Oh, 314?
There is no 314.
I don't know. It's the first one as you come in off the main street. It's like right next to 311.
Well, what's your name?
Roy. Yeah, my cat's lost in the walls.
And okay, first of all, this is what I'm trying to find out. You had no right putting a hole in the wall. So what building are you in and what unit are you in?
It's not just a hole. It's a cat door. I installed a cat door.
But you're not supposed to... You can't put holes in our door, in our walls for any reason.
Okay. Well, it's for my cat. My cat can run in there.
I don't care.
He climbs up the walls and then he can run around in the ceiling.
Okay, you're full of it. This is not...
What are you talking about? I'm full of it. I wouldn't joke around about my lost cat. I can hear him meowing sometimes. So I've been putting holes in the walls trying to find them. Like with my utility knife, I'm just cutting the drywall out. Like long strips of drywall. Because I want to find them.
Well, I hope you find them. And then, you know, let us know if you want us to come in and assess you for charges, okay?
No, I'm going to replace the drywall myself. I just cut it out. I can nail it right back up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I punched holes with my fist. I'm cutting it in perfect rectangles.
What building are you in?
The one next to 311, like on the main street.
313?
Yeah.
Did you just move in?
That doesn't matter. No, I've been here a while.
No, it does matter. If you lived in Unit 8, you would have just moved in.
Why are you so angry?
Because you don't know where you live, and you don't know, you won't tell me your name, and you're telling me that you have a cat running around in the ceiling. Are you Scott Bray?
Yeah.
You're not. You know what? This is some kind of joke. I got your phone number here.
Okay.
I'll just write that down, and I will...
You know what I have? You know what I have? I have the name of that resident that I was trying to get. I'm a private investigator, and I was tricking you into telling me the name of Scott Bray. I knew his name was Scott, but I didn't know his last name was Bray, so thank you for that.
I've got your phone number. I'm calling the police, but thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You made my job so much easier.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 Amarillo West. This is Carrie. How may I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Listen, I'll try to be quick, but like, I'm pretty scared, but I'm pretty sure it's because of Halloween stuff going on right now. Like, I think it's all related to Halloween things, and that's why I'm really scared right now.
Where are you? Who is this?
I don't want any attention in my room or anything like that. I don't like. I'm just.
I'm just trying to talk
okay, well,
it
you call on the front
here.
Desk talk like that, sir, and say that you're scared. You're going to have to tell me something.
Well, I was, okay, just we're going to talk it through together. And I'm just thinking, like, because if they say, like, if you're real, real scared, you got to call, like, 911 and stuff like that. But I don't think I should be that scared.
No, I'm not going to call 911, but I'd like to know what's going on.
Oh, but they say, like, if you're real scared, that's what you have to do, and then they'll help you. But like, I don't think I should be that scared.
What room are you in, sir? I mean, I'm not going to call no police. I'm not going to draw no attention. I'm a different person, okay? I work here. What? I've been here for eight months, but you don't understand. I mean, I understand everybody.
I was trying to come up with a compromise, so I was thinking maybe I could call, like, just so I could call somebody. I could just call, like, 411 twice instead of 911 and then talk to them. If I call them, like, two times, that's kind of like a 911, but without calling 911.
What room are you in? Are you here at the motel?
Well, I'm hitting all these numbers on the phone, and I got you right now, and that's what I got. And yeah, I'm in the room right now.
You said you didn't want to Okay. Well,
should I talk to 411 instead, or do you have like the?
No, you can talk to me if you just tell me what room you're in. I just want to make sure you're okay. That's it, because it's my shift.
Oh, but like your numbers don't add up right. Like, that's why I was thinking maybe 411 would be better, because it's...
I don't know anything about 411. I really don't know nothing about 911, because I don't call any of them.
I'm hiding in the closet right now, and I had to dial, like, through... I had to dial all your phone numbers. Like, I didn't even hit zero. I had to use all your phone numbers. Like, I had to dial the whole thing.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I'm not going to call the police. I'm not going to do anything. I just want to make sure that you're okay.
There's like 9 or 12 digits or something I had to dial to reach you.
You're
right
fine,
now.
Hon. You're fine. You just said though that you were at my motel though, and you were in a closet.
What
right? You told me you were.
What
so don't tell me that you're
work
not.
On my phone.
I don't know nothing about 411.
Does 411 work on the room phone? 411.
It might. I don't know. I haven't tried it.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, if you want to call, try 411 and listen, sir. Call 411, and if it works, good. If not, call me back, and we'll figure out something, okay? Please.
411.
Can you just at least do that for me, please?
Well, 511 is like they deal with, like, Digger's Hotline. I think there's Digger's Hotline. But that's where, like, the ghosts are.
Baby,
they're underground. Well, you dig with a shovel. You dig. It's like how, like in a cemetery, you dig, and then the ghosts pop out. I'm really, like,
okay,
I'm scared
of
ghosts.
Why would you want to dig, though?
No, that's why you call them. You call 511 because they know how to handle that kind of thing.
Okay, well, then if you need to call 511, sweetie, you call 511.
I don't think they're open right now.
But I don't know what to tell you. Huh?
Does 411 have like a backup 511?
I'm sorry, but we're in Amarillo. There's not a 411. It's a 211 as far as I know.
What's
it might be 411. I'm not sure. Huh?
How many times? What's a 211?
I don't know what a 211 is. Obviously, that's all I know is it's for assistance for folks.
You said it.
Yeah, 211 is for assistant people, to assist people. But I don't know if that has anything to do with what you're calling me about.
Which one is the one that does like the ride share? And like maybe I could call the Ghostbusters.
Maybe 411. Maybe I don't know. Try that one, okay?
Well, I only have one phone though.
Okay, well then you can always hang up and call that one and then call me back.
Oh no, I mean I can only call it once. I can only call it once.
It's not gonna call at the same time.
Well, no, if I put like two calls through at the same time, it's like that's
you
what
can,
I'm saying.
Well,
like,
I mean, on your cell phone on your cell phone you probably could, but I mean I don't know what phone you're on.
I could 3-way with like a 311 call, maybe like 411 and 411. You said 211.
Well, 211 is what does assistance here, but I think that might have to do with housing and like government. So I'm not sure about that one.
It's a 211 is like calling the government.
Not the government, sweetie. For assistance, like food stamps and stuff, for help, like that. Okay.
Which one's the government one?
The 211. So don't call that one.
Okay, I think it's ringing.
Did it go through?
Hello, 211.
211, listen, I had this... look, the lady told me maybe I could call you guys a couple times.
Sir, what's your access number, please?
Sir?
Ma'am, what's the access number?
I work at the Motel 6.
Ma'am, what's your access number, please?
Okay, my address is...
Your address. Your access number. Your 211 access number.
I don't know what that is.
Sir, do you have a 211 access number?
Is it like 911?
Please clear this line. This is 211. This is not a toy.
God,
please clear this line.
He called the wrong number, okay? He's talking about something.
Both of you shut up. I'm scared.
That was wasted memory, freaking out about his 611 and 211 and 311 codes. And then that was Dragomir as a scary government agent that demands the passcode. And I love how that lady blows up at the end. That was awesome. So next I've got a equally as confusing call here from Milkbox. I've listened to this one twice and I'm still not sure what's going on, but
I
like it.
Hi, is this the mobile notary service?
Yeah.
I'm on a bus right now. I'm trying to finalize some divorce papers here. I need someone to just hop on just to get this paperwork signed because my ex keeps changing her mind. I've got her here. We don't want her to get off the bus.
She's got to sign the papers.
Well, no, she will if she wants to get off the bus. But we need a notary.
No. You can't do that. You can't force her to sign it.
No, I'm not. It's the implication. I'm not forcing anything. She can get off the bus anytime she wants. It just happens to be in motion, but she can get off any time. No one's holding her back. She's not restrained.
No, but I'm not going to do it if she don't want to sign it. I can't do that.
No. She'll sign it. She'll tell you in person. She wants off the bus. She'll sign it.
It sounds like she's been held captive there
No, God forbid. You know, what is it?
She's got to sign before she gets off the bus.
Well, no, she's just got to sign before we'll slow the bus down, but she can get off anytime she wants. Like,
and you got all the papers?
I got everything. We're just going to need you to like drive in a car alongside the bus. We'll slow it down enough so that you can hop in safely before she's able to.
No.
I think we'll tell
her. How much cash you got?
We'll make it 75.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, the bus is going to be moving.
And you both have ID?
Oh yeah, I confiscated her passport. I've got it all. So we're going to turn into the Dairy Queen, but we're not going to slow down too much. Is there a way to like remote control turn off your car once you hop out of it while it's moving?
No. I'll be there and you guys can slow down and I can get on the bus. What's she gonna do? Run out the frickin' door?
That's my fear.
Well, then you know what? She don't want to sign then.
No. She'll sign if she wants to get off the bus.
Then keep her on the frickin' bus.
Well, I can't do anything illegal here. If I restrain her, that's illegal. But if I'm going
you
in...
You are.
I'm not. No, absolutely not. No, we're on a moving bus. I'm not restraining her. She could hop off anytime.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna get on it if I'm gonna break my neck or arm.
I'll make it 100 if we can go like 10, 15 miles an hour.
I think you're high or something.
No, I'm husband looking to be divorced.
Out of my car and jump onto a moving bus.
Well,
that's impossible.
It's not impossible. Have you seen the movie Speed? Keanu Reeves did it multiple times.
You're not in a fucking movie, and neither am I, okay?
Yes, this is
real.
Now,
you want me to meet you there? I'll be there in 20 minutes.
I'll make it 200, but I need you to jump out of your moving vehicle and into the bus because I'm not slowing this thing down.
No, I'm not jumping out of my freaking car that close to a bus and wreck my car?
I'll throw out a rope. I have rope and a ladder. Okay, what about, so we have an exit hatch on top of the bus? Because I don't think she can climb up and out, but you can climb down and in.
I am not climbing up on top of the bus and coming into the bus.
But, okay, what about underneath the bus? I saw that in the movie Speed also. You know,
I don't give a shit what you've seen. This is getting ridiculous and you're wasting my time.
Watch it on Netflix.
I already told you, if I can't walk through the doors of the bus, then I'm not doing it.
What if we put her on a little plank as we're driving? So this way
wrong with her?
Yeah, this is exactly what I've been saying to her my entire marriage.
No plank.
No, in the movie Speed, they did that. They did that, and it was fine.
If I cannot come onto the bus, see her face to face, I will not do this, and please don't call me again.
That's where the call mysteriously cuts out. I wish it hadn't. I feel like the answer to whatever that call was about was right after that, but then nope, it just gets cut off. Looks like we're almost to 30 minutes, so let's do one more call. Here's a guy that's trying to sell his camper bus, but he has a problem with one of my conditions. I don't know why.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Sir?
Yeah?
I'm in your backyard right now. Let's talk about your mini bus camper.
Yeah.
Is that still available?
Yeah, it is.
And how much is that?
I was asking $4,000 for it, but I'm pretty negotiable on it.
Okay. I was looking in all of the storage compartments in it, and I found some personal papers. Can I keep those?
I'll need those, yeah.
Well, no, can I just keep them?
What was that?
Why can't I just keep them?
What kind of personal papers?
Well, maybe you should just not worry about it, but I'm going to keep those. I just found them up in random cabinets and stuff. You know, if you feel around, you can find all the stuff that people left behind.
Yeah, those personal papers actually belong to my coworker. I got that minibus from, so I'll leave.
I've already taken them home, and I put them in my file cabinet.
Okay, can you just bring them back whenever you get a chance?
No, they're mine now.
No, they're not.
Oh, they kind of are, because I'm not giving them back.
Because you illegally came onto the property.
I didn't illegally come onto the property.
There are no trespassing signs on that property.
I just snuck over.
There is no trespassing signs on the property.
Okay, well, guess what? I did it anyway, and I got those papers.
I'll be getting the cops involved then.
Oh, I'll get the sheriff involved.
Okay, get him involved then. Because you illegally came onto our property.
It's not illegally if I was just sneaking.
It is legally if you snuck over to our property.
And besides, I was just going in to look at my future trailer that you were going to sell to me.
It's basically mine. Getting into a bus that you were not buying.
It's basically mine because I'm going to buy it. I'm just saying I want to keep these papers I found.
The contents are not yours. If they're personal papers, they are not yours.
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about it. I put it in a fireproof safe and file cabinet.
Well, then I'll be needing them returned so I can give them back to the guy they belong to.
Can you please tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up?
Don't be talking about my son like that, sir.
Well, no, he's just, you know, really hitting that frequency in my brain.
I'm going to be laying cops on you, sir.
Get it. Who is this?
Ma'am. You need to tell your husband.
Not be talking to me like that. My son is only 10 months old, so he's going to talk the way he wants to.
Well, you just need to tell him to shut the fuck up when you're on the phone and stuff, you know?
How about you shut up and listen to here? He is a kid!
Well, he sounds old enough to know when to shut up.
No, he's not! He's 10 months old!
Ma'am, you need to shut the fuck up. Like, you don't even know when to shut the fuck up.
This is my husband's phone. I know what this is about, so therefore, if you tell me to shut the fuck up one more time, I'm hanging up and calling the police right now.
Oh, man, you just need to shut the fuck up.
Paul, hang up, call police.
Who is this?
Paul, don't hang up.
Who is this?
Paul, don't let her tell you what to do. You wear the pants in the family, goddammit.
Who the heck is Paul? Tell me who Paul is.
I'll tell you who Paul is. You want to know who Paul is?
Yeah, who's Paul?
Well, I don't have to tell you anything.
Who is Paul?
I'm not telling
you. You were calling me in the middle of the night.
I'm Paul.
Okay, and what is Paul?
Also, I'll have you know that my husband drives a truck, so drop your fucking attitude, okay?
Oh, wow, he drives a truck. What about it?
Honey, tell him about your truck.
Listen how jealous he is. Like, you just mentioned my truck, and he freaks the fuck out. He's like, oh my god, a truck.
I don't care about that you have a truck.
You're so jealous.
Who is this? I will be calling the cops about this.
You should just buy your own truck. You're not that expensive.
We're going to the police station now.
Let's go to the police.
With your 10-month-old? You're going to report me to the police.
I'm reporting you to the police. You need to return those personal papers.
Oh, no, I'm keeping the personal papers. There was actually...
No, you are not. You illegally came on to the property, and you got papers that do not belong to you. I need to return them to who they belong to because they have personal information on them.
You should have got them out of the cabinets before I got there, then.
Yeah, but you did not have permission to get on the property. I have it posted on Facebook for sale. You did not contact me to set up a meeting. On the property.
I'm the future owner.
I am getting the cops involved.
I'm the future owner, motherfucker.
No, you're not. If I'm not going to sell it to you, and you are not getting those personal papers.
I'm going to pay.
We're hanging up.
$6,000.
No, you're not getting the bus. We are calling.
Yes, I am.
We're hanging up now and calling the cops. Goodbye.
I'll pay.
I'll pay double, you bitch.
That was a call from Devin's Take Your Pants Off show from just a couple of months ago. I can't believe how upset he got about those papers. Who would have thought that would have worked to upset somebody, but it did. And I don't know why. They were rushing out the door to go see the cops. The family's crazy. I think that's going to be it for today's Mr. Dabalina show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope you enjoyed all the pranks. If you did, be sure to check out the description and find out where those pranks came from and maybe become a live listener of prank call shows. That's a lot of fun. There's usually a prank call show happening at any given time on any day. Okay, maybe not that much, but you know, there's like 4 or 5 shows a day. They happen a lot. So join us on all the websites that they happen on. World of Prank Calls, Prankcast.com, RogueServer.com, and most importantly, SnowplowShow.com. That's my own podcast. Be sure to listen to that one. Here's a song. It's by Knuckleheads. It's called Get Puppies, Get Kittens.
Grandmaster Jack's more punk than Mars.
Get puppies, get kittens, get kittens, get puppies, 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 get puppies, get kittens, get kittens, get puppies. Me and Jack's going to the SPCA. Give me every single puppy, every kitten.
Yeah.
Teach the puppies how to fetch with a bone to chew. Teach the kitty how to nap.
That's all we do.
We can watch puppies run to pee off some trees. If they scratch a lot,
they might have fleas.
They're so cuddly and snuggly and lovely and cute.
Get puppies, get kittens, get kittens, get puppies, 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 get puppies, get kittens, get kittens, get puppies. My love for puppies will never cease. The cute little faces bring my soul peace. Furry little creatures, you melt my heart, filling me with joy like a work of art. Kittens are chill, they nap in your lap. With sleepy eyes, they're tiny cats. They curl up close and keep you cozy, but afterwards they'll get real dozy. Don't let pet ownership kill your dreams. Responsibility might make it seem that taking care of pets and kids ain't fun till you start a funny rap group with your son. What you got, Lord? I got a brand new puppy.
So cuddly and cute.
It's a real nice puppy.
Name of Bark Meadow.
That's a well-named puppy.
You're doggone right.
Bark, give me that puppy.
Get puppies, get kittens, get kittens, get puppies, get puppies, get kittens, get kittens, get puppies, get puppies, get kittens, get kittens, get puppies, get puppies, get puppies, get kittens, get kittens, 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 get puppies. Throw your hands up in the sky and then you throw them higher. If you don't like puppies and the kittens, use a liar. Maybe you like duckies like my homeboy named John Cryer. Now let's bring the hook back from this comments with the choir. Get puppies, get kittens, get kittens, get puppies, 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 get puppies, get kittens, get kittens, get puppies.
Stop talking to my husband like that. You're being a real bitch.
I told her you were flirting with me, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Why are you being a real bitch? You calling me in the middle of the night? I got your number down.
Stop hitting on my man. Stop hitting on my man, you floozy.
Oh, you pee 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 pee. Pee on your damn self. Go to hell.
No. 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 No.